First today, condemnation of the Australian Defence Force has been swift after news Australian soldiers flew a Nazi swastika flag above a military vehicle while on duty in Afghanistan in 2007. The Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull was scathing about the actions of the soldiers involved.
Completely and utterly unacceptable. It was reported in 2007 of that incident, and the flag obviously was removed and the personnel involved were disciplined. But the incident, it was wrong. It was absolutely wrong, and their commanders took action at the time.
A spokesperson for the Defence Department says Defence and the ADF reject as abhorrent everything this flag represents, and that those involved were cautioned and received counselling about the matter. The Vice Chief of the Australian Defence Force, Vice Admiral Ray Griggs, has also condemned those involved and says Defence's response to the incident was adequate.
They're abhorrent images, and I think the important thing is that they were dealt with. The situation was dealt with very quickly by the on-scene commander, and the flag was removed. And what I can say we've learnt subsequently is that when the patrol returned to its base, the flag was destroyed.
Ben Wadham is an associate professor in the School of Education at Flinders University with a research interest in militarism in Australia. He's also a former military investigator who was based with the 24RAR in Townsville. He says while the incident has been dealt with, it shows there was a failure in local command. I spoke to him a short time ago. Ben Wadham, this photo was taken in 2007 in Afghanistan and the soldiers involved were immediately cautioned. Are you concerned that this is still a problem within the ADF?
Yes, I would be. I think that historically, arms corps in the Australian Defence Force and militaries across the globe are very conservative environments. You know, they do harbour a certain kind of right-wing sympathy. So, as an ex-infantry old soldier myself, that was certainly a big part of those sort of environments. So it's been handled. The picture was taken around 2007. I think this is at the same time that we had a scandal around our soldiers over there using racist language towards the locals. And of course, there've been other cases over time. So I think it's been dealt with. I think it's been managed, but it shows a failure of local command in the fact that it happened in the first place. And I guess what we're looking for is to see whether these sorts of things continue to arise.
Why is there that use of the Nazi symbol as idolatry in that way? Because surely it disrespects the work that previous soldiers have done.
Oh, absolutely. Flying that flag in Afghanistan dishonours the ADF and those soldiers who fought in World War II. You know, it tarnishes the Anzac tradition. Look, I think there's probably two sides to this, right? On the one hand, there is that kind of particular conservative element. And there have been cases where the ADF have had to deal with soldiers that have been Nazi sympathisers. But also in the military, and particularly in those environments, there's a dark humour. And also a sense of kind of elitism or sort of a being above the law or above Australian community standards. So it's sort of this expression of the special job and the special bond that these men have. So it's a dark sort of humour at one level. At another level, it kind of fits in with the broad sort of sympathies anyway.
Do you think now, all these years later, that this kind of thing could happen again?
Absolutely. I don't think there's any question. What the ADF needs to do, and it did in this case, is demonstrate quick action to address it. But fundamentally, there's a lot of rhetoric that comes out of the ADF at the command level about diversity and change, but I don't think there's a lot of will to bring that down to the local level, particularly arms corps, those soldiers that are on the ground humping the pack and shooting their weapons at the enemy. I think that it's condoned at that sort of level and or accepted because we need those soldiers to do that sort of job. So the chances are that it'll arise again. I think that these sort of sympathies are still quite strong in those environments. We've seen the SAS stuff recently. Those sympathies are strong in that environment too. I expect we would see it again. What the ADF can do is really focus on bringing home that message they have at the high command level down to local command.
Are you concerned that this shows a degree of premeditation, that this Nazi flag had to be packed into somebody's luggage, presumably, and taken to Afghanistan? It's not just a moment of madness.
Yes, I do. I think it reflects those sympathies in those environments. I would say that, you know, this wouldn't be a one-off. This paraphernalia would sit along other forms of paraphernalia. Someone decided to fold it up and put it in their luggage and bring it to Afghanistan. I completely think that there's a premeditation and intent there.
Associate Professor at Flinders University, Ben Wadham.